Our next guest, Howard Stiles, is not unhinged. Quite the opposite, in fact. Howard's recognised as a pioneer, and in his Life in 500 Words, he describes his, shall we say, pivotal moments.
The gift of ADHD was neonatal. 20 minutes is my limit. Wondrous distractions take over. Mother thought swimming would be good for the boy during high school years. Endless training sapped energy and enthusiasm. Somebody in heat number 8 had to come 8th. Mother was disappointed. Architecture, as a mature age student, took forever and had me following in my father's disorganised footsteps. The Board of Architects eventually gave in. I built an interesting little stucco home with the help of a couple of European craftsmen. Building work occurred while running an overnight houseplan service. I was at the time Bowerell's only bearded mum. Canberra was welcoming, and I became Parliament House architect number 466. The job interview produced one memorable question. Are you prepared to do the doors for the next 4 years? The architects were responsible for specifying doors and hardware, and doing the doors began. 7,500 bloody doors. Wonderful. Late night hardware sketches at home became rough models in the garage. The bits were overseen and adjusted by the tech team. Simple ink on paper drawings facilitated fabulous bronze finished prototypes from the best Oz manufacturers. In May 1988, the house on the hill opened, and more importantly, my one-man door and hardware architectural practice began. Commuting to Sydney for shameful casino work occurred during the recession we had to have. But there were also hospitals, hotels, apartments, schools, theatres and Olympic projects. Architects would often request secret doors to conceal pipes, tubes and wires in the lobby of big buildings. Some of my old sketches congealed into a new, cheap, pivot hinge design that could also be used for wardrobes and closets. Manufacturers, who were by now just importers, showed no interest. I had to make the pivots myself. My first garage-made pivot set was fitted to the bathroom door at home. It was, and still is, very noisy. Canberra's Mugger Lane tip shop had an ancient, manual, cast-iron meat pie pastry press that became an integral part of pivot making. I've made and sold thousands of pivot hinges. They go to exotic places like tax havens in the Bahamas, Holland, Norway, Sri Lanka, and Suriname. Garage manufacturing is fascinating. All it takes is a novel idea, cheap tools, and a garage. And life's good. Retirement is not yet compulsory.
Howard Stiles, architect, thinker, globally recognised designer of pivot hinges, which festoon every door of Parliament House in Canberra and other buildings across the world. Howard's story was produced by Michael McKenzie.